There are times in history when something momentous happens. It changes the course of history and makes an indelible mark on anyone who is around to experience it. Of course, your first thoughts may go to the movie Oppenheimer, about the man who led a team of scientists to develop the first nuclear weapon and its use. Or you may think of something like Manhattan Henge, which is the time of year when the setting sun lines up perfectly in the streets of the city. Of course, we as people of faith think of creation and the incarnation, two events so intricately and intimately linked, and the reason that we are here, both existing and together as people of faith. There is another event that we read about in today's first reading, God making a covenant with the people of Israel. And in our modern post-Enlightenment world, we may think, oh, well, these people, migrants, saw something, a weather phenomenon that they had never experienced before, and that's what it was. And therefore, they interpreted it as a sign that God wanted to send them something, that God was interacting with them. But as people of faith, we have to believe that whatever the people of Israel saw was truly God interacting with them, God deliberately changing the world at that time to create this covenant with them. And the covenant says, I, your Lord God, bind myself to you as you bind yourself to me. God does not need to be bound to us. God chooses to bind God's self, himself, if you wish, to us. God chooses to be in relationship with us. Inextricably, God is tying himself to us. And so, if we think about this particular relationship that God has with the Jewish people, our forefathers and foremothers in faith, and think of the gospel, Jesus explaining that the disciples know more than the people whom Jesus is preaching to, because it has been revealed to them. God chooses to interact with us out of love. Out of love that is not something that we have earned, not something that we are due, except that God chooses to give us this love. And if we are so loved by God, the creator of the world, then surely we should reflect that love back to God and therefore to others. Because if God loves others and loves us, but we do not love others, then how are we showing that love back to God? In mentioning the use of nuclear weapons, we are grateful that only twice, and not more times, nuclear weapons have been used on other people. There are certainly other examples of horrible weapons of war, or even just famines that could occur by people's negligence or deliberate actions. But if we are truly to show love to other people, we must always act to prevent the use of nuclear weapons by ourselves, by our allies, or our opponents. And we must also work to prevent weapons of war being used and all wars to end. Pope Francis has not been the first pope to talk about this. John the 23rd was not the first pope to talk about this. But we must look to their examples and look to the examples of many people of good faith who have worked to end war. and have worked to prevent the use of weapons of mass destruction. It is sometimes controversial because it is not forbidden for Catholics or even Christians of other denominations to serve in armed forces. And that is true, but we must always be prepared to act for peace, even when we have people in uniform of faith. People in uniform do not wish for there to be violence, because they know the cost will be paid by themselves or by people like themselves. If you happen to watch the movie Oppenheimer, reflect on the choices people made back then and how we can prevent such actions in the future. And if you say, well, where is love? At lunch the other day, one of my colleagues mentioned that she had taken her cousin, who was visiting DC, to the National Arboretum, and she was touched by the bonsai tree there, given by the people of Hiroshima. A bonsai tree that is hundreds of years old and which survived the nuclear bombing. It was given to the people of the United States by the people of Hiroshima, and specifically to the National Arboretum in Washington, where the decision to bomb Hiroshima and Nagasaki was made. This gift to us was an act of love. Maybe it says, remember us. Remember the work that went into shaping this tree, our fellow creation, and prevent this from happening again. Remember that we are people who should be loved, and that you are people who should be loved. And our two peoples, Americans and Japanese, should go forward in love. And so it should be with us. In everything that we do, as difficult as it is, and Lord knows it is difficult at times, we should go forward in love and remembering that God loves us so much that he waited, at least in the terms that we would think of it, billions of years to form that relationship with some of us near Mount Sinai. And God loved the people of Israel. God loved the people who were not of Israel. And God loves us. Always remember that.